This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
In that dating window, obviously, I mean, the five love languages are universal. There's a lot of marriage conversation as part of those. But in that dating window, is that kind of like the practice ground for applying those? Or is there other tips you've got for the dating season of life?
Well, I think dating's important. Now, it's not universal, as we know. There are cultures where the parents choose the person you're going to marry. And most of them do give you a veto power on that. But I think dating is common in our cultures. And I think the purpose of dating, as I see it, is to get to know each other. And that's why conversation is so important, or working through a book like the one you mentioned, Things I Wish I'd Known Before We Got Married, where you are challenged to discuss certain aspects of life. And as you discuss these things, you determine whether or not you're on the same page or how far apart you are in your ideas about certain things. And it's in the process of that kind of communication that you ultimately make a decision to marry or not to marry. And as we know, many dating relationships end up with one of them breaking up the relationship. And that's not bad. It just means they have discovered over a period of time that you're not the person that they want to invest their life with. And it can be hurt and painful, but it's a part of the process of determining the person that God has for you.